Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6206. 404. You can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Praise be to God. A thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer: "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Praise be to God. Excuse me. We want to let you know that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17, in the New Living Translation, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. We would like to extend the opportunity to all of our listeners to sow seed and send their support for this prayer ministry, Pray One for Another. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. Praise be to God. Praise God. Praise God. Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely, making sure our families is protected, and all of the other countless blessings we do not see. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
In your life when you don't know what to do, you seem like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. You try so hard to be a good neighbor,
all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe throughout the night, for bringing us to a day, a brand new day, that we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Praise be to God.
Until the next level, our God is always in control. No matter what you're going through, he's taking you. Spirit.
precious and heavenly Father, we remain forever grateful for our homes, our work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in at 7 p.m., 319-527-6204. Imagine, I say this number every single day, and then sometimes you forget the number. But to God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection, because nothing is impossible for God.
Through you, I can do anything. We'll be right back.
Praise be to God. God in heaven, God in heaven, we thank you for causing us to always triumph in Christ Jesus and for having given us the victory through our Savior. As the God of heaven, you own all. You know all. You are over all. Thank you for your greatness and might, and yet for not forgetting about us. Rather, you desire to intimately relate to us in a loving way. Thank you, God in heaven, for who you are and how you have chosen to express yourself through the blessed gift of sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth so that we may know you more fully through him. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Leading in Prayer. Praise God. Leading in Prayer. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 25 and 9. And it says, he teaches the humble his way. Praise God. There will be times when you won't know how to pray, whether it is because of the weariness of your soul or the complexity of your circumstances. You just won't have the words. Excuse me. All you know is to cry out, Jesus, I need you. This will feel very vulnerable and unsettling. But do not despair, because this is a good place to be. God is working through you and your situation in a new way that you cannot control or understand. You just have to rely on him. Amen? And he is showing you that he is everything you need, even the one who prays through you. Romans 8:26-27 promises, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Embrace this today by asking the Holy Spirit to give you the words to pray. God is doing a new work in you and leading you into unfamiliar territory. Depend on him to guide you in his will and deeper into fellowship with him. Amen. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Jesus, please show us what to pray. We trust you to lead us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message. for this evening. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen. Praise be to God.
Oh,
Praise be to God. God in heaven, lift up your mighty arm and open your outstretched hand in our life that we may experience your power. Help us to know you more through our relationship with you, your Holy Spirit, and your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to understand your desire so that we can make them our own desires. We want to know your will so that we can walk in the blessings and favor of your way. Grant us your favor, God in heaven, because your favor is over all, and nothing can stand in the way of our destiny when your hand is upon us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a word. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Sail not mighty by day. tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection, and that will conclude our sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory.
That's right. Everybody got around.
Chapter I change.
Praise be to God. There's no looking back. Once you made that decision to give him your life, there's no looking back. To God be the glory. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts, souls, and mind with a wonderful word from God this evening. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. Hi. Are you bracing for this cold weather that's coming our way?
No, it's raining again.
It's raining. We're going into the Arctic. We are going to be down to -8.
I don't think we're gonna get down that low.
Oh,
but it is it's raining and it's a little chilly out there.
Oh yeah.
Thank God for Thursdays, I tell you. I am just so grateful that God allows me the opportunity to be used by him. Mm-hmm. I really am. I have been talking to so many and visiting with so many, and I was telling the bishop the other night, it touches my heart to know there's still so many people out there. You got radio, you got TV, you got Facebook, you got the word everywhere you can think about the word being. Every church you can think about, 2-3 churches on a corner, and there's still so many out there that don't know God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, we've gotten away from our Father's business. It's our Father's business to make sure. I'm laughing because my daughter-in-law is trying to call me, and she's been trying to call me for like 3 days. Bless her heart. Well, Pastor Kathy can't talk to her right now. I'll call her back. But, it just breaks my heart that we've forgotten about what our Father has asked us to do. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That is to just love on one another. You thought I was going to say, he wants you to go out there and tell us. No. He didn't tell y'all to go out there and tell nobody. Tell them nothing. You know what he said? Love on them. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's through loving kindness will I draw them.
Amen.
If you never do anything except be kind to someone and love on them, that's what he's going to use to draw them in.
Amen. Amen.
Sermon. You ain't got to tell them they're going straight to hell if they don't. You ain't got to do all that.
Nope.
You just got to be kind and love on them. That's all. That's Amen. All you got to do. My goodness. And the word of God says it's our reasonable service to do that. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's the very least we could do.
Amen.
But I'm so grateful because I was looking at our bishop the other night, and Pastor Stephen and I were talking to him. And I said, you know what? Thank you, God. While I'm looking, saying, we've forgotten, I take that back. I haven't forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Some may have forgotten. I haven't forgotten about the mission. No, I'm still on the mission. And that's to win souls for Christ. I think a young lady told me the other day at work, she said, Miss Kathy, I'm giving my life back to Christ. Oh, Lord, I got to jumping and shouting. She said, Miss Kathy. I said, oh, King Jesus, thank you, Father God. I just went for Dookie. And she was looking at me like, Miss Kathy, you still at work? What you doing? Hey, the last time I checked, he said for everyone that gives their life to Christ, comes back home to Christ, the angels are rejoicing.
Yes.
Yeah, they get to rejoicing.
Absolutely.
So I want to let y'all see what they doing in heaven. Every time someone says, I want to dedicate my life to Christ, I want to come back in. You know, come on now, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Well, here we go.
I'm
going
to
make it short and sweet tonight. I am going to hit it and quit it. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. Thank you because you loved us enough to come see about us, oh God. You didn't forget about us. Father God, we're praying that each and every day you will continue to teach us how to go see about the others, oh God, how to not forget about the ones that you put in our path, oh God, to remember that there are some that still don't know who you are. Ah, we thank you, God, for tonight. We thank you for this word that's about to come forth. I ask that you have your way, oh God. Use me as your mouthpiece to speak your word, not my word, but thy word, oh God. Let thy will be done. Let your word come forth, because your word is not going to fall on deaf ears. My word may, but not your word, oh God. We ask that you speak, touch someone in their heart tonight, encourage, comfort, love on. We are in desperate need of your presence, oh God. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way with all of us tonight. The ones that are under the sound of my voice, that they will hear something that's going to pierce their heart and draw them nigh to thee. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I tell you, you just got to love the Lord, because while I was sitting here praying, my words just got erased. Yes, it did. Oh, let me tell you, you know what? The devil's so stupid. He just don't know. He do not know my daddy. Guess what he had me to do, and I don't know why I did it. I went to the computer, and I said, let me make a copy. So all I did was I highlighted everything, and oh, good God Almighty, I love you, Jesus. I highlighted everything, and I copied it. And then I turned around, and while I'm talking to you guys, it's gone. And I was, what in the world? So I'm getting over to the computer, and I'm trying to bring it back up, but it's gone. And while I was talking, I went, oh, God, you're so good. You know why this ought to make somebody jump and shout right now? Because guess what? When I made that copy, I didn't need a copy, okay? It's already in my email. It's already sitting in front of me on a piece of paper. I didn't need a copy. But when I made the copy, I just copied it, highlighted and copied it. Only as soon as I turned around, it was gone.
Mm.
You know why that's good? Because what? God is there before we are. That's why.
Praise
he knows what's getting ready to happen. And if you listen, my goodness, glory to God, if you give ear to hear what thus says the Lord, oh, my goodness, he will always prepare you. You don't know what you're being prepared for, but you will be prepared if you give ear to hear what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I highlighted it, copied it, turned around, the whole thing was gone. I didn't have to panic because it was still in my copy, and all I did was paste it back on there. My goodness, God, I love you. Come on now. You got to see the goodness of God. This is the thing. We're looking for these big old things coming out of the sky so we can say, oh, look what God did. No. Look at the little things. Huh? It's the little things that speak volumes.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Mm-mm.
Do you know that young lady don't even know what she did to me when she said, Miss Kathy, I'm going to rededicate. I said, oh, my Lord, oh, Jesus. That's the best thing anybody could have ever said to me. And I looked out like, whoa, all right now. Look, if I was like shouting John, I would have gotten a shout on right then. Yeah.
Oh, here, yeah, hold yeah, my meal.
Hold my meal. Yes, Lord.
Praise be to God.
We thank God for everyone that continues to support and join the line and that they're able, this is the biggest thing, that they're able to, as the Lord uses me to speak his word, that everyone under the sound of my voice is able to gain understanding, that I'm not speaking in a way that they don't understand God's word. How will they apply it if they don't understand it? The word of God says, in all thy getting, get understanding.
Amen.
Right? I don't need you to sit there, hear it, jump, shout, but you don't understand nothing you just heard. That's not a good thing. If God is saying in his word, in all thy getting, get understanding, the first thing I've got to, my goodness, glory to God. The first thing I've got to understand is I've got to understand who my audience is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and where they're at.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. If you're going to get understanding, I need to understand who God, I love you. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I sat in some of those services. I don't know about you guys. I sat in those services where, you know, the pastors were kind of showing off, and it's okay. You know, I ain't mad at them, but they were showing off because they wanted everyone to know that they knew how to speak Greek and they knew the Hebrew language.
Uh-huh.
And so they were preaching in Greek and preaching in Hebrew. And I was sitting there, and everybody was jumping and shouting because it sounded so elegant.
Yes.
And they were jumping and shouting, and I was sitting there going, what? I know you ain't going to do this the whole service. You know, this is what I'm thinking in my mind, because I'm saying, I don't know what you're saying. I didn't study with you. All I know is English. But because it sounded elegant to the others, they were jumping and shouting, and he had such a charisma about him. And I'm thinking, you still gonna go to hell because you don't know what he said. He ain't said nothing to save your life.
All he said
that we understood was that I know the Hebrew language. I know Greek. That's all he said that we understood. So how is that going to benefit me when it comes to the kingdom of God? That's not going to help me get in.
Nope.
Matter of fact, if the truth was told, as soon as they walked in the parking lot and someone said, was it a good service? I think so.
Mm.
Wasn't you in there? Yeah. Well, why do you think? I don't know what he was saying.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, okay. No, that ain't a good thing. Come on now.
Nope.
So here we go. We're going to get into this word. Thank you guys, everyone, as I started to say, for your support, your love, and continuing to get on. And of course, I got to thank Pastor Stephen because he always sits there with me with his legs crossed, listening to the whole thing, you know. And I tell you, you don't want to be married to a preacher. Because they are going to criticize. They're going to tear that word up. What did you mean? Why did you say? What was this about? And you sitting there going, oh, God, let them just say, good word. That's it. But no, it gets a little deeper than that when you're married to a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. It's all good. Because
the
word for the year is accountability.
Praise God.
We have got to hold one another accountable. We have got to hold each other accountable. Let's get into this word before I lose the rest of you guys. We are coming from the first book of the Bible. We are coming from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 13. And then we're going to do John 3 and 16. And that's in the middle of your Bible. Yeah. Here we go.
Everybody should know that one.
So Sometime later, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, here I am, he answered. Take your son. God said, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Ooh, that's deep right there. Thank you, Father. He says, take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. So Abraham got up the next morning, saddled his donkey. God used donkey quite a bit in the word, didn't he?
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
And it was always to do something miraculous, you know. He used the donkey to bring his own self into the kingdom. And riding in on a donkey, there he was. Verse 3. So Abraham got up early the next morning, saddled his donkey, and took along with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. He split the wood for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had designated. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Stay here with the donkey, Abraham told his servants. The boy and I will go over there to worship, and then we will return. We will return to you after we finish. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. He himself carried the fire and the sacrificial knife, and the two of them walked on together. Then Isaac said to his father, Abraham, my father, here I am, my son. That's funny. Every time they said, they call one another's name back in the day, they go, here I am. Like, I hear you speak. He says, here I am, son, he replied. The fire and the wood are here, said Isaac. But where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two walked on together, and when they arrived at a place God had designated, Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood. He bound his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. Just then the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy or do anything to him, said the angel. For now I know that you fear God, since you would not withhold, my goodness, God, I love you. You withhold your son from me. Then Abraham looked up and saw behind him a ram in the bush, caught by its horns. So he went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering in place of his son. My goodness, glory to God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here's the good news. You know, everybody hear the story about God saying, Abraham, take your son whom you love, your only son that you love, take him up and offer him to me as a burnt offering, a sacrificial offering. And everyone goes, why would God ask him to do that? I mean, he's asking him to kill his son. And then you look at John 3:16, and God is going, I did it. Didn't hurt me none. Ah! My goodness, glory to God. Woo!
That's the parallel.
And while I was getting ready to say the rest, the Holy Ghost said, you think you need to get in the title? Okay, here's the title, everyone.
Amen.
The title is, You Need to Know. You Need to Know. So it says that sometime after, I don't know, it says sometime later what was going on? You have to read the earlier scriptures to find out what was going on. And it says God tested. Did you hear what it said? God tested Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He tested Abraham, said, Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, offer him as a burnt sacrifice. First of all, we know that God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet he says to Isaac, take your only son. My goodness, glory to God. He says, take your only son, whom you love. Lord, you know I got another son. You know while I was waiting on you to do what you said you was going to do, my wife convinced me to go ahead and get it started and get a son on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you know I have another son, Ishmael. God said, take your only son. Well, God, you know I got two sons. When God was saying, take your only son, guess what he was saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to take the one you created.
Right.
I'm telling you to take the one I gave you.
Amen.
One was blessed and one was not. Why? Because you didn't wait on God. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You chose to get ahead of God to go get what God said he was giving you.
Amen. Mm. Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Kathy, this time next year, you're going to be riding in the Jaguar. I am.
Mm-hmm.
God told me I'm going to ride in the Jaguar. Come on, Poppy, let's go get me a Jaguar. God didn't tell me to go get the Jaguar.
Nope.
He said next year you're going to have one. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. This got to help us.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that God says he's going to give us, ooh-wee, why do we take it amongst ourselves and go, okay, time's up, Lord. I'm going to go get it myself because he said I could have it, so I'm going to go get it. Well, you just missed it. Number one, you stepped out of obedience into disobedience.
Amen.
Okay. Number two, you got ahead of God's timing. It was all about timing. You didn't even wait on him to give you what you want. And number three, you were not ready for what you were going to get.
All right.
Because why God is telling you next year this time, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The whole year up until that time, he is doing something within you to prepare you for whatever it is he said he was going to give you.
That's right.
Why?
Ooh,
so you'll be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Praise God.
If you get it too soon, you may not be ready for it. If you are not ready for it, you are not going to be blessed by it. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. But if you get it too soon, you're not going to be able to handle it. If you cannot handle it, it is going to cause you sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. We want to be in a rush to get whatever God said he was going to give us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Look. The only thing, and don't get me wrong, because back in the day, if God told me he was going to give me something, you better know the next day I'm going to look for it. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't know nothing about no timing. I ain't know nothing about no waiting on God. And God was giving me, I ain't know nothing about that. All I knew, God said I could have it, I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
I would call. When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
Yeah.
Huh? But I have matured now.
Yes.
I do better now because I've matured. I've put away childish things.
Mm-hmm.
Childish things is when God says, Kathy, you're going to get the Jaguar, the next day I'm at somebody's dealership looking for it. You know why that's childish? Because you're anxious like a child would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Because, you know, don't tell a kid they're going to get you. I'm going to get it now. I'll get it now. Can I have it now? And you sorry you told him he was going to get it.
Exactly.
You're like, why did I tell this kid? That's why I said it's childish for you to go run and try to get it, because you're acting anxious like a child would do if you told them you was going to give them something they desired. Yeah. I'm not there anymore. I've grown up in Christ. Come on. Thank you, God. I have matured in Christ. So when God tells me he's going to give me something, even though there are days when I get kind of excited, I get to smiling, I don't do anything because I know God says he's going to give it to me. And guess what? He's going to put it in my path at the right time. And I'll know it's him, and then I can go ahead and reach out and take it.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. But Abraham allowed his wife to make him get ahead of God. Ooh, my goodness, glory to God, I like what I just thought. You know what? Abraham, my goodness, glory to God. God did to Abraham what he did to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He told Adam, you can eat anything in this garden, stay away from that tree.
Yep.
Okay, Lord, I got you. Stay away from that tree. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here he did the same thing to Abraham. He wasn't he wasn't talking to Sarah. He was talking to Abraham.
Yes.
He said, Abraham, next year this time, Sarah's gonna have a son. I'm gonna give y'all a son. He was talking to Abraham. Oh my goodness, this is good stuff.
Yes.
The same way he was talking to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't talking to Eve. He was talking to Adam.
That's right. Yes.
He was not talking to Sarah, even though Sarah overheard what he said. He wasn't talking to her. I hate to say it, but why? Because the woman is a weaker vessel, not meaning weaker in strength and all that, and while that may be true. She's a weaker vessel. You know why? Because we have emotions that men don't have. We are we get to crying. Oh, we get to breaking down.
Yeah.
A man be like, please be gone.
Hallelujah.
You're like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see something happen to the kids. We lose in our mind. And the dad is going, he all right, brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, my God, my kid hurt himself. Look at him. And he's going, you know what? Stop that nonsense. He's fine. And you're going, no, my kid is hurt. No, he's not.
Yes,
you see, men are not built like us.
No.
Right? Guess what? Ooh, this is good stuff. Someone's going to get me for it, but it's still good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Satan didn't come to Adam.
Come on now. Preach it, Pastor.
He went to Eve.
Yes. Yes.
Hey. Hey. Yes. Did God say you can't eat or you going to surely? No. We're not going to surely. How she know? God didn't tell her.
Exactly. Yes.
Come on now, he was talking to Adam. Come on.
Wow. Awesome.
And now here's Eve taking it upon herself. Because what did the serpent do? He went to the weaker vessel at that time.
Absolutely.
And that's not to say that every time Satan attacks, he's going to get the woman first, because the woman is always going to be the weaker vessel. The devil is a liar. There are some women out there, that got some strength. And when I say strength, I'm talking spiritual strength.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There are women out there that hear quicker than men hear.
Come
and
on.
There are men that hear quicker than women. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he can't use that tactic no more. Thinking, oh, she's the weaker vessel, so I could get her.
Not at all.
No. And so now he done went to Eve, got her all messed up in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And she done looked at the honey, come on. And now you got Adam, Abraham, and Sarah. And Sarah said, as old as I am, you know I'm in my 80s, I can't have no children. Abraham, now here's the funny part. You consider yourself too old to have children, but you don't consider Abraham too old to have kids. Come on. You kind of twisted there, Sarah.
Amen.
Okay, Abraham is older than you.
Come on.
But you're going to look and say, surely my old age, I can't bear to. Well, what about Abraham? He older than you.
Yeah.
But what did you do, silly Willie? You wouldn't have said, go ahead, sleep with my maid servant and get the son that God hunts. Well, if you too old, Abraham's too old. Wow. My goodness, boy to God. Did Abraham do? Now, which one was the weaker vessel? He strutted on over there to show his stuff. Show him what you're working with. I ain't that old. All Abraham had to do was turn around and go, Sarah, no. God said, next year this time, we would have a son.
That's right.
He's going to make sure we have a son. We don't have to do this. No, Abraham looked at the maid servant, looked at Sarah, said, you want me to do this? Okay. Strutted on. You know what? The devil is a lie. You think I'm going to look at Stephen and go, Stephen, I can't have no more kids. Go sleep over there with Susan. No, darn well, the man in him is going to rise up and say, okay, I'll do it. How foolish. How foolish was Sarah that after he did it, she got mad.
Yes.
Well, how you gonna get mad? You told Addict think you would do it.
No.
What happened to the God in you?
Oh,
now you ain't going to use the word of God to get me straight. You just going to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my goodness. Selective salvation.
Oh,
you
right.
Save when you want to be saved and when you don't want to be. I did what you told me to do. Well, make no mistake about it.
Kathy right.
Ain't never going to look at Pastor Stephen and go, I'm going to need you to go over there with Sally until I get back in 3 days. You want me to say to Sally? Ooh, the devil is a lie. I wouldn't even be able to get on that plane. And so Abraham let Sarah talk him into doing something that God already instructed him not to.
Yep.
So Abraham, when God was talking to him to test him, he wasn't recognizing the bastard child. He only recognized the blessed one, the one that I told you you would have.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't mean he didn't take care of the other one. He did. God did take care of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my goodness, glory to God, even when we do things we ain't got no business doing, God will still be there to get us through it. Now, that is not to say Pastor Kathy told me I could do whatever I want to.
No,
God is still
cool. No,
the
no,
devil
no.
is a liar. That ain't what I said.
No. Absolutely
I am not telling you to go out there and do anything wrong. What I'm saying is when we do wrong, God finds a way to still make that crooked path straight.
Yes.
He has a way of turning that thing around for us and getting us back on the right track. That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
like, Paul, am I telling you to go out there and sin? God forbid. That's not what I'm saying. And so now you got God saying to Abraham, go get the son that you love, your only son. Now, why he say that? Why did he just say, go get your son? You know, you love him. Go get him. He said, go get the your only son. Because there's some things that God has told us he was going to give us, and we go get it for ourselves, and God is not recognizing that as a gift from God.
That's right.
What he's saying is, that was your doing. And I'm not even going to recognize it. I'm not even going to acknowledge that thing.
Nope.
To learn, number one, we've got to learn to hear God's voice.
Yes.
And we also got to learn that how he speaks to me is not the way he's going to speak to you or you or you or you. He speaks to us in a way that we can understand.
Yes.
He has a language for every last one of us. I know when God is speaking to me. Because I'll be doing something, and then all of a sudden, what? Like I'm speaking to myself. I know when God is speaking to me. And guess what? He said, my sheep know my voice. And I know there's some out there going, well, I'm not a sheep. I don't go to church. He didn't say my sheep who are in the church know my voice. He said my sheep know my voice. And he also told us, I have some that haven't come in yet.
Amen.
But they're still mine.
That's right.
So even if you haven't come in, he's already told us my sheep know my voice. So in other words, you could still be out there, but God will look at you and say, okay, it's time. Get on in here.
That's right.
And guess what? Having never heard his voice before, you'll know that God is telling you it's time for you to come on in.
That's
no
right.
more fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why God gives us ample time to come in, and then one day he just looks at us and goes, okay, Kathy, it's time to come on in now. You go, all this time and doing all this, now you want me to come in? You know why he does that? Because he know our lifespan, and that is not to scare you. He knows our lifespan, and he knows the plans that he has for us.
Amen.
It's time for you to get started on what I'm calling you to do. Okay? It's time for you to come on in, because I got plans for your life. And there are some people going, well, he ain't got plans for all our lives. We're not all going to be preachers. We're not all going to be apostles, evangelists. No, we're not. But he still has plans for all of us.
Yes, he does. Amen.
He has plans for all of us. We don't know the plans yet. Some of us already know mine. I know a lot of mine. Anyway. He may have some other ones. But he has plans for all of us. He says it. Look in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for your life to prosper you, not to harm you. Who's you? You. Who's you? And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me.
Amen.
He has plans for all of us.
Yes, he does.
And so now we're looking at Abraham and God saying to him, take the son whom you love and take him where I'm telling you to go and offer him up as a burnt sacrifice. Guess what Abraham did? The next morning, Abraham got up, saddled the donkey. Come on, Isaac. Come on, y'all two. Let's go. Nowhere in that story or that scripture do you see God saying, Abraham said, wait a minute. Hold on, God. You asking me to offer my son's life up to you?
Ooh, the devil is a liar. I know God wouldn't ask me to do that.
That's what I'm saying. All of us need to know when God is speaking to us. Because guess what? There are times when God is going to ask you to do something that you're uncomfortable doing. Right?
Yeah.
Not that it's wrong. It's just that it makes you uncomfortable. Here's a case in point. God put it in my spirit. Go to that pastor. Tell that pastor I've seen his sin. I said, oh, my God, I can't do that. I can't walk up to that pastor and tell him, you, oh, Lord Jesus, I just can't do that. I said, oh, I don't even know whose voice I'm hearing. I know I ain't going to do that. Now, I'm doing all this thinking in my mind. I don't even know whose voice I'm hearing. Satan could be trying to set me up. Talk about go tell a man of God you've seen his sin. I ain't doing all that. Ooh, no, woo-hoo. And later on, God says, I'm going to give her another chance to do what I told her to do.
Whoa.
I'm coming out. Everybody gone. I done cleaned up the church. Get ready to go. And who is coming down the corridor? And I'm going, Pastor, why are you still here? He said, you know, I stayed and I studied a little bit and now I'm getting ready to head on home. Everybody else is gone, though. I said, because guess what? I ain't no fool.
Mm.
I could see God set that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her. I said, now I did it all squirmish. I ain't even going to lie. I said, Pastor, can I tell you something? He said, yes, daughter, what is it? I said, now look how I'm talking. Pastor, could I say? He said, yes, daughter, what is it? All of a sudden, the power of God got on me, and I said, God said to let you know. He sees what you're doing. Everything in me changed. You know why? Because I yielded up my being to the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God that was speaking through me. He came across confident and not all squirmy like Kathy. And then,
amen.
When my voice changed,
mm-hmm.
and he could tell that it was the Spirit of God speaking to him,
yes.
he received it. He looked at me and he had tears in his eyes and, you know, the squirmish heart was gone because now the Spirit of God was talking. Yeah, all you got to do is put that foot out saying, Lord, I'll do whatever you ask me to do. And God is going to meet you right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to do it in your own strength, in your own might, in your own power.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is yield to him and he's going to take over the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And do what he's asking you to do through you. So
right.
he said to Abraham,
mm-hmm.
offer up your son, and we see Abraham loved God so much
mm-hmm.
that he got up the next day. Come on, Isaac, let's go. We going on up here. And Isaac went and the two servants, and he looked at Abraham. He loved God so much, he knew, I'll give you everything I got. You'll never take anything from me. How did he know that? Because he looked at the two servants and said, y'all wait here. We'll be back. When we finish doing what we gotta do, we'll be back. And so he goes up there and Isaac going, Daddy, where's the offering? I see the wood and everything else, but where's the burnt offering? He said, the Lord will provide.
Yes, he will.
He went on up there because he needed God to know there's nothing I'm going to withhold from you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up there and he lifted that knife up. He's getting ready to take that boy's life. And the angel of the Lord said, Abraham, you don't have to do that. God has provided for you. Because he sees that there's nothing you would withhold from him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When God says you need to know, mm-hmm. here's what you need to know. You need to know that there's no good thing that God would ever withhold from us. Nothing. Not even his only begotten son. He's not going to hold any of us. Now, do we deserve that kind of love? No.
No.
But he still loves us that much.
Yes, thank you.
He loves us. He's seen our sin. He's seen mm-hmm. the lying, the cheating, the cursing, the smoking of drugs, the drinking. He's seen it all. Because I'm trying to tell you, I was like, God, I done been in there. I know. And God, I know. Well, God, I did. I know, Kathy. I know everything you've done. In fact,
yes,
I knew it before you did it.
Yeah, amen. Yes, he does.
And I'm going, so you know all of this about me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to let me preach your word?
Yes.
And he said, Kathy, it's because I know all of this that mm-hmm. I'm going to let you preach my word.
Praise God.
Why? I was stuck in sin, and so are they. I need you to relate to them. I don't need you to be above them. I need you to relate.
Amen.
Oh, okay. And yes. Guess what, Kathy? Your sin is going to keep you humble.
Mm-hmm.
And in that humility, that's how I'm going to be able to use you to draw men. And so I said, God, I'll do whatever you say do. Why? Because my sins were forgiven. He washed me whiter than snow. When he says, I need you to know, I need you to know that there's no good thing I would withhold from you. And so the next time I ask you to give me something,
mm-hmm.
give me your time, go to God in prayer. Give me that job that you want so bad. I don't want you on that job. I want you on this job. They ain't paying you no money, but I want you over here on this job. I want to know, are you going to do that for me? Do you love me enough to give it up for me? Because I'm telling you, when he did that to me, I was like, all these jobs I applied for and the one paying $5, that's the one you want me to go to? Go, Kathy, go. Yeah, but $5, surely I could get $7. And I did what he told me to do.
That's
and
right.
And then when I saw his person, and I saw all of the ones that were coming to Christ as a result of my being there, mm-hmm. that $5 didn't mean nothing to me. I go there smiling, happy, doing what I got to do. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's not about me right now.
That's right.
About the kingdom of God and the yes. ones that are still lost mm-hmm. and getting God's word out. And then God looking at me and going, Kathy, since I see that you would not withhold even your desires from me, I'm going to give you everything your little heart desires.
Praise
because
God.
You gave me your time. You committed your time to getting the word to them. And guess what? Half of them, I didn't even have to tell them. I just was walking it on out, letting them see me on a daily basis and seeing God's light shine through me. And God says, you need to know that I loved you enough that I wouldn't hold one thing from you. And if I could love you enough to do that, will you love me enough to do it? Because there's going to be some things that God saying, can you give this up for me? Can you let that go for me? Can you stop right there for me? And he wants to know, are you going to withhold it? Or are you going to look at him and say, wait a minute, there's no good thing God withhold from me. And there's no good thing. And guess what? Ain't nothing good in your life anyway. So why are you withholding it? Give it up. If God said he want to give it to him, here you go, take it.
That's right, because he has something better for you.
He's got something better.
Yes.
Come on now.
Thank you, God.
and God needs to know, I love you way more than you love me. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Thank you, Lord.
So at this time, we'd like to ask our guest online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. It's coming from Shauna and Theo. Pastor Kathy, I really enjoyed your word tonight. Great speaker tonight, whatever. And I really enjoyed when you said the part, like, when God always say, you know, when they give you something, you know, most people is not ready for it. And that's why I always tell people when I'm out there today, like, be careful what you pray for. Because when you pray for something and when he give it to you, you're not ready for it, it becomes a problem. So I really thank the word. I like that word tonight when you said that.
Amen. God bless you. Well, so Pastor Kathy, yes, it was a wonderful, wonderful word this evening. We really enjoyed it. And I'd always love to hear the story of Abraham and Sarah when God is going to sacrifice his only son, the one that he gave him. And sometimes God tests us in some peculiar ways. And you want to know, do you love me as much as you love your child? And there's a lot of people out here today love their children more than they love God. So,
I want to share this before they hang up the line. Elder Theo.
Mm-hmm.
And Shauna, he says that they're both listening right now.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize the reason why he's constantly getting on this line, it's not so he could support Miss Kathy. It's because he doesn't even realize when God started drawing him in.
Mm-hmm.
God has already been drawing this young man in. And when I tell you, I look at him at work, and he's such a jokester. He'll look at me and do something stupid, and I'm going, get out of here. He go, I'm going to take your picture. I'm going to take your picture. I go, oh, my God. But just to think that every week this young man is still getting on. The person that got him on, they start getting on, and he's still on. Why? Because God is pulling him in.
Mm-hmm.
But God loves him enough to be patient with him. I'm going to let you come in at your own pace. But he's already been drawing him. Know why? That young man has a calling on his life. And I know he's looking at me going, oh, Miss Kathy, you got me twisted. I ain't got you twisted. I ain't call you. God did. So if you see him at work, the way he is with the people at work, he has the same demeanor. Yeah. And so I'm thankful that God let me come to this $5 job. Yeah, because it's guys like him and the young ladies that constantly telling me, Miss Kathy, I'm giving my life to God. You know, for that reason, it was so worth it. It was so worth it.
Amen.
To come to this job.
Yes.
And is Theo still on the line, or did he hang up, Evangelist Hilda?
No, he's still there.
I'm still here.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Evangelist Hilda, we're going to do something different tonight. We're going to have Elder Theo. He's going to say a short prayer and pray us on out.
Amen.
He's going, what?
Yes.
You open your mouth and you start praying and pray us on out. Is that all right?
Got it.
God bless you. Go ahead, young man.
God, I'd like to, Heavenly Father, I'd like to bless everyone here on the line tonight. I'd bless you having attention to show everybody here tonight, to have Pastor, you know, Kathy, to preach the word of God tonight. I'd like to have you to preach us, to go us through every day and every night, to praise us, to have us and lead us to the next day, so that we can actually have ourselves and our ceremony to bless other people in other ways. And so, therefore, we can bless ourselves and bless us and everyone else we out there. God, I bless you, and I love you, and I meet you. Amen.
Amen.
Very wonderful. Amen. Look, Pastor Stephen in the background, my husband in the background going, amen. You did a good job, young man. Thank you. You blessed us tonight. You truly blessed us. And every time you get on this line, you're showing God your heart. You are showing him your heart. He's watching you how you are at work. He sees your heart. And one day when you're ready to come in, oh, he's got some work for you to do. I love you guys. God bless you. Got to get off now. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. God bless you. And have a wonderful evening.
You too.